Organized crime is a growth industry, and there's money to be made in Broward County, explains MIU Detective Kurt Stewart. It's safe to say we've seen the interest of all 28 of the nation's organized crime families here. What that means is that the open territory is like few other places where traditional organized crime is found. In a city up north, law enforcement has to know the members of maybe one or two crime families, says Sergeant Ken Staub, an MIU supervisor. Down here, we have to know all the families, because we've got them all. And that's why there is an MIU. Twice in the early 1980s, grand juries evaluating efforts to stop organized crime in Broward concluded that the law enforcement structure seemed ideally suited for the expansion of organized crime. Investigations were undermanned, efforts fragmented along lines of departmental jurisdictions and jealousies. MIU was established in 1983 after two other task forces had been formed and dismantled because of the same problems. MIU has a $2 million budget, with each member agency paying the salaries of participants and sharing the overhead. Investigators currently come from police departments in Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach, Hollywood, and Plantation, along with the Sheriff's Office, the State Attorney's Office, and the State Division of Alcoholic Beverages and Tobacco. The head of each agency sits on MIU's board of directors. A frequent criticism of law enforcement is that it is too parochial, says Cochran. While a parochial approach may be adequate in some areas, we feel the best way to go against organized crime is consolidation of expertise. We began with the ambition of creating a first-rate intelligence unit, and I'm satisfied it's one of the best in the country. MIU directors and detectives often point to the Scarfo case as an example of what the unit can accomplish. Investigators say that Nicodemus Scarfo's interest in Broward County coincided with his release from prison in 1984 and rise to the top of the Philadelphia Atlantic City mob. The diminutive 57-year-old Scarfo has a criminal record that includes manslaughter and illegal possession of a firearm. The Philly South Jersey organization had been run by the docile Don, Angelo Bruno, until he was gunned down outside his home in 1980. Nicky took over after Bruno's successor, Phil Testa, was killed by a nail bomb. Investigators say at least 17 mob-related murders occurred in the city of Brotherly Love during Scarfo's rise to the top of the rackets. That rise brought Scarfo billing on Fortune magazine's list of the most powerful and richest mobsters in the country, his money allegedly coming from unions, numbers, loan sharking, extortion, and gambling.